Hello?
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us understand what's most important to people across the variety of topics. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Great to hear. Your participation is really important to the success of this research. All the answers will be combined with other answers. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, when thinking about the issues that matter the most, from 0 to 10, a 0 not an important issue and 10 a very important issue, I will refer to some matters and you will tell me from 0 to 10 how much they matter to you. Jobs and wages from 0 to 10?
5.
Racism and discrimination?
9.
Democracy?
8.
Student loan debt?
4.
Abortion rights?
8.
Climate change?
10.
Immigration?
5.
Healthcare?
9.
Criminal reform?
9.
Inflation and the cost of living?
9.
Crime and violence?
10.
Voting rights?
7.
Housing rights?
8.
K-12 education?
10.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. It's a long way off, and sometimes things can come up and prevent people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote from 0 to 10? A 0 not likely at all, and 10 being extremely likely. How
10.
Likely are you to vote? 10?
10.
What is your race? White, African-American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
I choose not to answer.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as a female or something else?
Female.
What's your year of birth?
I choose not to answer.
Okay, no problem. What's the highest level of school you completed?
Master's degree.
No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you from 0 to 10? 0, no power at all. 10, a lot of power.
5.
How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community from 0 to 10?
5.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0, where that means that you are unfavorable. 5 is neutral, and 10, very favorable. Kamala Harris, what do you think of her?
9.
Robert Kennedy Jr.? Donald Trump?
0.
What do you say about Robert Kennedy? Is that a 0 as well?
That's a 2.
Oh, that's a 2. The Republican Party?
5.
Joe Biden?
I'm sorry?
Joe Biden?
Well, he's not running now. He's withdrawn.
No, I'm saying, like, this is pretty much what do you think of him? Are you favorable of what he's done?
Oh, seven.
Seven. The Democratic Party, what do you think of them?
Oh, I don't know.
Neutral is five.
Five.
Team Walls?
Nine.
I know it's a long way off, but if November's 2024 election for president were held today, will you vote for A, Kamala Harris, B, Donald Trump, Z, Robert Kennedy? Which one will you vote for?
I choose not to answer.
Not to answer? No problem. If you had to choose for who will you vote, again, same. So not to answer, right?
Correct.
Hold on. Let me put up here. If the election for the Congress was held today, will you vote for the Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, or you don't know yet?
I don't know yet.
If you had to choose for who will you vote, Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, you don't know yet?
I don't know yet.
Back in 2020, some election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, or anyone else?
Independent.
Some people says that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others said that people who vote make a difference for what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
I think moderate.
I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference, and you will have to choose which statement you feel, you know, that represents you. I don't feel informed enough about issues. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. I'm not interested in politics. The system is working exactly as it's intended to benefit certain people and not us or other. What do you think of those statements?
It starts with powerful forces behind the scenes.
Okay. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them. Strongly agree, agree.
I agree.
Agree. Okay, now, out of this list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference, I will read you again the statements. If black communities united around a common cause, if black communities united around a common cause, if there were more trustworthy candidates who understood black issues, if they were stricter regulations or on political fundings and regulations to control big money in politics, if politicians keep their promises to black communities, if I could have open judgment, free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting. What do you think of those statements? Do any of them feel like reasons that will apply to you?
No.
That will make a difference? No.
No.
Neither one of them?
No.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, a 0 will not motivate you to vote, 5 not sure, and 10 will strongly motivate you to vote. I'll read you some statements, you will have to tell me what you think. Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When the state's prosecutor failed, federal hate crimes law were used to convict murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor, our votes and our power are achieving the justice that they deserve. From 0 to 10, what do you think of that statement? Will you not motivate, will that motivate you to vote? As being 0, that will not motivate you, or 10, will strongly motivate you? And 5, not sure.
8.
Because we demand a change, we declare our power and make a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save American consumers $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets. What do you think of that statement? From 0 to 10.
8.
Because we made our voices heard, we declared our power and shaped our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia's mayor, Sherelle Parker, has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancement to the streets departments, increased funding for SEPTA and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia safest, cleanest, greenest big city in the nation. From 0 to 10, what do you think of that statement?
As I said, to 10?
Yeah, that one sounded promising. Because Black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure the school areas with lower poverty values get funds when they need it. Our votes are making our communities. What do you think of that statement from 0 to 10?
4.
So 4? Okay, thank you for your responses. Now I'm going to ask you some questions. Again, people can change their mind. How likely are you to vote? And what do you think of your vote? Does it have a lot of power from 0 to 10?
I still say 5.
I still say 5. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter to you the most?
5.
Some people said that no matter who you vote for, it will make no difference. Do you think voting makes a difference? Makes no difference to you? Small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
Small difference.
As you may know, there will be elections for U.S. Congress. How likely are you to vote for 0 to 10?
10.
Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, straight, gay, bisexual?
Hetero.
Are you married, don't marry, living with partner, single, separated, widow?
Separate.
Are you the parent or guardian of a children under 18?
No.
Are you Hispanic or Latino or any Spanish origin?
No.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither of them?
Neither.
How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Retired.
Last year, back in 2023, how much was your total home income? Less than 24,000, over 100,000?
I choose not to disclose.
Okay, no problem. What is your present religion, if any?
Christian.
Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend any religious services?
Often.
Once a week, more than once a week, once a month, once a year?
Once a week.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you taking the time to conclude this survey with me. Have a good one. Mm-hmm.